With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing people during the shutdown. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The judge ruled that mass layoffs of federal workers appear to be politically motivated and that the administration must stop firing workers during the shutdown. U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston in San Francisco said the human cost of the layoffs cannot be tolerated. President Trump has said he views the shutdown as an opportunity to further reduce the size of the federal government, and his administration has issued thousands of layoff notices since late last week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Supreme Court appears poised to upend a key provision of the Voting Rights Act in a dispute over a Louisiana voting map. Conservative majority signaled it might prohibit using race as a factor in creating election districts. During oral arguments before the court, Edward Grime, the lawyer for the white voters who sued over the map with two majority black districts, responded to a question about current conditions for black voters in the Bayou State.
The very first thing the plaintiff shows it is here's the community that was cracked or packed. And so to undo that, you have to look at the race of the voters all around that area, and you've got to make assumptions about them based on statistics, but you've got to make assumptions about what they think and how they vote based on their race, and you're drawing new districts based on that.
President Trump confirming he authorized CIA to conduct covert operations inside Venezuela. President also says he is considering land operations following the recent U.S. strikes on drug smuggling boats from Venezuela. President says Venezuela is allowing criminals and drugs to flow into the United States. They've taken out 27 of those drug runners recently. This is SRN News. European Union promotes transgenderism.
A new report from the body urges all nations to help children who want to live as the opposite sex to do so without restriction. Incredibly, this comes as a number of European nations are pulling back from their promotion of transgenderism and outlawing sex change operations on kids. Stefano Generini of CFAM tells LifeSiteNews.com, "You would think that Europeans had learnt their lesson about the danger of scientific experimentation on humans after the calamity of Nazism." Michael Harrington reporting.
Will Graham packing his bags, the grandson of Billy Graham, scheduled to preach the gospel this weekend in Estonia. Graham, who will be joined by a variety of Christian musicians, will address thousands at a sports arena. Writing on Facebook, he says, quote, "God is already at work in Estonia, and I can't wait to see what he's going to do." This is SRN News. Madagascar's president has been toppled in a military coup. Anticipating taking over the power, the leader of the rebel group explains his actions and intentions, as correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Colonel Michael Randriani Rina, who led a rebellion of soldiers that ousted President Andry Rajoelina, says he expects to be sworn in as the country's new leader in the next few days. He adds he's taking the role as head of state after the country's high constitutional court invited him to do so in the absence of the ousted president who fled Madagascar following the uprising. I'm Charles Dulatasma.
Pakistan and Afghanistan announcing a ceasefire following days of deadly clashes. The pause comes after appeals from a number of major regional powers. That includes both Saudi Arabia and Qatar. More details at srnnews.com.